I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News. Louisiana has no statewide policy for handling allegations of sexual assault on college and university campuses, leaving students open to varied experiences depending on which school they attend. It's according to a report the State Board of Regents released Monday. State Senator J.P. Morrell, a New Orleans Democrat who had asked for the statewide look, says that legislation likely will be proposed during the Louisiana legislature's 2015 session to address sexual assault on college campuses and possibly make policies more uniform. Campus sexual assault has seen a recent spike in attention nationally, with several high-profile inquiries on the federal level. None of Louisiana's colleges are among the 76 schools under investigation by the U.S. Department of Education's Office of Civil Rights over how they handle sexual assault allegations. Newly released statistics find the spike in public school retirements eased somewhat, but the numbers are still higher than prior to passage of Governor Bobby Jindal's education revamp. The number of kindergarten through 12th grade employees in the teachers' retirement system of Louisiana who retired in the fiscal year ending June 30th stood at just over 2,900. 70% of those who retired had 20 years or more of service credit. In the two prior fiscal years, there were just over 3,290 as well as 3,400 retirements, respectively. The 3,400 retirements came in the fiscal year ending June 30th of 2013. State Superintendent of Education John White says that economics is the driving factor as teachers, administrators, and others make personal decisions on what's best for the future for themselves and their families. Two Shreveport police officers have been put on routine paid administrative leave after they were involved in a shooting of an armed robbery suspect. Corporal Marcus Hines says that the incident happened Saturday night and the person who was shot has been identified as 26-year-old Anthony Thomas of Shreveport.
Now, Anthony Thomas struggled with police officers, and during that struggle, he was shot in the right wrist.
Hines says the Thomas gunshot wound is considered non-life-threatening, but he faces numerous criminal charges.
Thomas was arrested and charged with resisting arrest, and also a firearm was seized in close proximity with him, along with narcotics that were taken off of his person.
Hines says officers came in contact with Thomas after receiving reports he and at least two other male suspects used a handgun to rob a man at an ATM machine. A state district judge is deciding whether to issue an injunction against the enforcement of a last-minute retirement hike that lawmakers gave to the state police superintendent. State Senator Dan Clater, a Baton Rouge Republican, filed a lawsuit challenging the pension change that gave enhanced benefits to Colonel Mike Edmondson and a 32-year trooper in HOMA. Clater's lawsuit says the change was unconstitutional because it wasn't properly passed by lawmakers. After receiving the lawsuit, Judge Janice Clark issued a restraining order against the retirement increase until she holds a meeting later today on the matter. No one appears to be willing to defend the law, so an injunction appears likely. Governor Bobby Jindal's office and the State Police Retirement System Board have said their lawyers won't seek to stop the injunction. The KEDM weather forecast, a 30% chance of rain today, the high in the upper 80s.